This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
And it's Monday, my friends. Let's roll up the sleeves and get started. You'll need an umbrella over much of the state today. And then, well, after that, I've got some bad news. After that, it's called the polar vortex. Yeah, don't look at me. I didn't make the damn thing. It's the polar vortex, all right? And it's coming in a few days. And according to AccuWeather and others, it's going to plunge much of the central and eastern United States. That's you and me and, well, everybody around us. Into unseasonably cold weather, as much as 25 or 30 degrees below normal. Normal is about 51 or 52. You can do the math. Oh, the daytime highs are 51 or 52. Lows could be in the single digits. There could be snow in your future. It doesn't start until this coming weekend. But according to AccuWeather's long-range meteorologist, this vortex is going to drop from Ontario, come plant itself right here on Michigan, and it's going to be, well, it's going to be something, apparently. And I don't think you're going to like it all that much. That's my guess. You're not going to like it all that much. It's going to be pretty cold, in fact. I want to share this next piece. Because a legend from Michigan has left us. If you take out your Rand McNally, you'll note that the Upper Peninsula is a long piece of land, over 300 miles, and thickish in places. It is about 30% of Michigan's landmass, but contains only 3% of its population. Growing up in northern Michigan, I was early on mystified by the Upper Peninsula, even before I traveled there. In the 1960s, I went up a number of times, and it did not cease to mystify me with its wildness. While camping, I would study maps to try to figure out where I was, other than within a cloud of mosquitoes and black flies, that irritating species that depends on clean water, of which there is a great deal in the UP. There is little or no industry, therefore you could drink the water directly from Lake Superior. At least I always did, on my long beach walks. There was a place near Grand Marais of nearly 60 miles of undisturbed beach. No people, no dwellings, just beach and water. It was written by Jim Harrison. Jim Harrison died over the weekend at the age of 78 at his Arizona home. A friend of his, novelist Philip Caputo, a Marine-turned-writer, described the scene of his friend's death in a heartfelt Facebook post. We found him on the floor of his study where he'd fallen from his chair, apparently from a heart attack. He died a poet's death, literally with pen in his hand while writing a new poem. Harrison was the author of more than 35 books, including Legends of the Fall, which, of course, was an incredible film with Brad Pitt, Aidan Quinn. Caputo, a former Chicago Tribune reporter who won a Pulitzer Prize for his work, called Harrison one of the greats of American literature, arguably the last of a breed of American writers who lived hard but well. His wife, Linda, died just last September. He did not survive long without her. Jim Harrison was 78 years old, and he is a legend. If you like to read well-crafted poems, I think he did something like 21 books and then several books of poetry and so forth and some books of essays as well. One of his more recent novellas, Brown Dog, I read. Brown Dog, like liquor and ladies and the pursuit thereof. Brown Dog wouldn't fit in very well in today's world. He's not politically correct. But he's pure. And he's honest. And was a true Michigan character. So I tip my hat today to Jim Harrison. A man that I consider to be a Michigan legend. If you're not familiar with him, you should be. Monday again. Like I said, looking at some of the headlines from the weekend. Bernie Sanders swept through Alaska, Hawaii, and Washington over the weekend. A threefer, a clean sweep of all the Democratic voting states over the weekend. It means he's won five out of the last six. Five out of the last six have gone to Bernie Sanders. And yet, the establishment still doesn't take him seriously. Apparently, in order to overcome the rigged system, which is, of course, that the superdelegates have already nodded for Hillary Clinton even before the process began, Sanders will need to win 67%. 67% of the remaining delegates and uncommitted superdelegates through June to clinch the Democratic nomination. So far, he's winning 37%. There were 162 delegates at stake over the weekend. Washington with 101. Hawaii had 25. Alaska, 16. The Vermont senator won 55 delegates compared to 20 for Clinton. However, more will likely be allocated to Sanders in several weeks when the Washington Democratic State Party releases vote shares by district. And he didn't just win. No, he didn't just win. Sanders won Alaska with 81% of the vote. He had 68% of the vote in Hawaii and 73% he took in the state of Washington. These weren't scratched out victories for Bernie Sanders. These were absolute blowouts. Absolute blowouts. Well, speaking of blowouts and disappointment, you may have noticed that from the Midwest bracket of the NCAA tournament, a 10 seed, the bracket that Michigan State was so highly thought of when the tournament began before losing to Middle Tennessee in that opening round shocker, a 10 seed Syracuse advances out of the Midwest. All right, we're going to take a break here for a moment. Look at some more of the headlines and some of the things going on here around the state and around the country right here on the Steve Gruber Show.